Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming to my channel. This is about the expansion of London Gatwick Airport, LGW. So the second biggest airport in the United Kingdom, and it's only got one runway. London Heathrow, the busiest, the seventh busiest in the world, got only two runways, but that's another story. So London Gatwick, in case you don't know, is south of London, about 30 miles south of London, about 20 miles south of that is the sea. So is the English Channel. So London Gatwick's been there as an airport, I think, since the 1950s, and it was often lower cost flights. It does have major airlines like British Airways flies out of there. Air France is flying there as well. Qatar Airways certainly used to fly from there. I'm not sure anymore. Virgin Atlantic, but a lot of them are the lower costers. But it's got very long distance flights to various places in the United States, various places in Africa like Lagos, some Far East destinations as well. So only one runway, then there's the emergency runway. But in order to be allowed to use that full time as a main runway, they have to move it 12 meters. That's because the regulations are minimum distance apart they have to be. So then it will offer for some narrow body airplanes like the A320s, the B73Cs and so on. So His Majesty's government gave the green light to this one and it's long overdue. I remember going to a meeting in the year 2000. And there was a politician saying that there's an airports commission is going to have to decide whether to recommend an extra runway at Gatwick or at Heathrow or at Stansted. It's probably going to recommend one at all three. And the environmental lobby are going to lose their minds. Now, I'm not unmindful about carbon emissions. It is true. The planes emit a lot. Now, we can offset these and so on. We can have solar powered planes or electric planes. The technology already exists. The proof of concept has been proven. Got to move towards that. And, flying is more expensive than it used to be. I remember in the year 2006, flying in a way for £10. The airport bus costs more than the actual flight. But that's Ryanair for you. And we don't have those incredibly cheap flights anymore. So people used to be talking about rationing them or giving some people 70 points, and 70 points would add up to 70 air miles and blah, blah, blah. Yes, but I've got a sister in New Zealand. Can I have more points or whatever? His elderly parents are living in Canada. And, you know, it has to just be through the price mechanism. And the only way to make people do less is just to make it more expensive. And there are other things that you can do, like make rail travel cheaper. It's insane that it's much cheaper to fly from London to Edinburgh than to take the train. So what do you expect people to do? Especially the plane is faster. So you've got to change the incentives, as in make it cheaper by train and possibly more expensive by plane. But anyway, there's other reasons. There are environmental reasons to have an additional runway, because planes get to wherever they need to land. There isn't a landing slot, and they have to go around and around and then land. They arrived a bit faster than they thought they would. They give themselves a margin of error. They say it takes more time, you know, like London to Cork. They say it's an hour, really it's 40 minutes in the air. So they're almost never late. Nobody complains if they're early. They do complain if they're late and so on. But, you know, if there were more landing slots, the planes wouldn't be circling the airport and wasting fuel like that. So the reasons to go ahead with this. Anyway, of course, the environmentalists, there was some legal objection. They lost that in court. Thank God there's going to be another one. But this is the problem, the way we have Critarchy, the judges decide these things and not politicians who've got democratic legitimacy. I know judges are not elected and shouldn't be elected. And there is a place for judicial review. But we know, I mean, I suppose it's by executive order. So we did this as a piece of legislation that can't be second guessed. Legislation cannot be struck down in the United Kingdom because of the primacy of parliament. Okay, that's a core principle of the constitution of the United Kingdom. So the capacity is about 280,000 flights a year, would go up to anything like 390,000 flights a year. So up to 80 million passengers per annum. But it could go even more if they were making sure they're all, you know, planes with more seats and find airlines for every empty seat and so on. So that would be fantastic. And the cost is only going to be £2.2 million. And it's going to be completely privately funded. £2.2 million in terms of the country's infrastructure is change you'd lose down the back of the sofa. Okay. The Vinci Airport owners, they want it. So go right ahead. There need to be some more boarding piers and so on. And that's brilliant. But we've got to think about the road traffic and the rail traffic. So there needs to be more road capacity. We'll have to build another road in somewhere. So it's not to spoil the towns and the countryside. You can build it on those pillars way up high, put it in tunnels. Apparently, that's cheaper than way up high. And would there need to be another? There's Gatwick North Terminal, South Terminal. Would there need to be like an East Terminal or something? And another railway station? and have one railway station, Gatwick North and South, and one Gatwick East. But then you think about the rail lines, are they going through Clapham Junction or whatever? It goes through Clapham Junction onto Victoria. It'd be great if you'd have one that would go on somewhere else because Waterloo can change quite easily, somehow connected to Paddington or some other station. Okay, and that's great. And people say that the need for another Heathrow runway is less. Okay, it's not as severe as it is otherwise, and this would take a little bit of the pressure off Heathrow. Heathrow third runway, I'm against just because it's so space constrained that there's not the road capacity, the rail capacity is very densely populated. That area west of England, that main corridor, like London to Bristol. What is that motorway that goes there? And the problem with Gatwick is the wrong side of London. It's to the south. And as I say, much further south is the sea. And therefore, people have to come to it going through London. Luton is the one I'd really build up because it's north of London and to the west. And most of the United Kingdom is to the northwest. So the problem is all these legal challenges. It's just so slow. Nothing gets built in the United Kingdom. I remember, you know, it was the leading engineering country in the world in the 19th century. Now, in the Republic of Ireland, we have similar problems. You know, trying to get the Dublin Metro going, expanding the Lewis. It wouldn't take much for mainline rail, Éireann Róid Éireann, to just go a few kilometres to connect that to Dublin Airport. It's only accessible by bus. You should be able to get there by Lewis. That's the tram, as well as the metro when we get that going. There's some vacant lots at O'Connell Street in Dublin. I reckon that's where the metro station's going in. But that's not going to be open for like 10 years. And mainline railway as well. And obviously Dublin, we needed another airport off to the west, like somewhere like Naas, you know, on the way, County Kildare. Because look at Belfast, only 500,000 people. It's called Belfast City Airport, Belfast International. Cities to the east and Belfast International to the west. And the city's only like sort of 5 miles max from the city centre, like Donegal Square. So, yeah, and Dublin Airport is on that main road to Belfast, which is quite busy. I mean, I know that's quite useful because it serves a lot of the population. It's on an arterial route anyway. On the other hand, it makes the traffic even worse around that area. So, yeah, that's what I would do. Dublin with 1.5 million people. Belfast only got 500,000. Like Belfast got 2 airports and Dublin doesn't. Likewise, Belfast International needs to be connected by rail. It wouldn't take very much. The train line would have to just go a couple of miles from where it is now and beyond on the railway. So, yeah, what else could be done? I mean, Heathrow, if there is to be another runway, I suppose go with that shorter runway because it's cheaper, it's faster, and that's pretty just get it done. Because a major runway, the third runway, we're knocking down the village of Harmondsworth, putting the M25 motorway into a tunnel. That is going to cost like £40 billion. It's not going to be finished for 10 years at least. Knowing the UK be more like 20 years, it's ridiculous. But Luton, there's the space to put in more runways, more terminals. There's the space for more road lines, more rail lines, 24 flights, not disturb people too much. I was thinking about London Heathrow. You have 2 runways operating, 16 hours a day. That's 32 runway hours. Imagine you have 3 runways, okay, but operating 24 hours a day. How many would that be, you know? That'd be 72 runway hours. That'd be more than double you are. Heathrow could be a 500 destination airport. It's got about 230 at the moment, the most in the world. Very, very attractive. Just going everywhere. Go to London Heathrow because you can fly into everywhere. 193 countries in the world. Okay, you wouldn't fly to the tiddlers, the microstates. You'd fly to about 183. And there might be various other ones, like under sanctions or too far away. Direct flights to New Zealand are just not viable or something. Might be down to 173, but fly, you know, almost everywhere in the world. All right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, the PayPal, georgecannon79@gmail.com. Goodbye.